der Pop Talk. Hashtag Jazz.
Zeit für Jazz im Pop Talk und wir haben ein echtes Jazz-Schwergewicht heute zu Gast, einer der Pioniere, die Jazz mit elektronischer Musik, Hip-Hop, Ambient, House und Breakbeats gemischt haben und das schon vor 20 Jahren. Damit hat er sich einen Namen gemacht weltweit. Er steht für diesen Sound und er ist uns zugeschaltet aus Berlin. Sein neues Album heißt Stitches und ich freue mich sehr, dass er da ist. I'm very pleased to have Niels Petter Molvær. Welcome to the show, Niels.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Don't turn, I should say, in Germany.
Let us just listen to the sound before we start talking about your music and the new album. We are listening to a piece that is called Framework One. Framework One, this is from Niels Petter Molvær's new album. It's called Stitches, and it's one of the more energizing pieces from a guy who started doing this a long time ago and influenced a lot of people. Niels Petter, you have quite a lot of calm and rather even sad pieces on the new album. Was that part of a mood that you had because of the pandemic?
This piece we heard now, actually, is the soundtrack in the studio.
And then you said, wow, that's great, let's keep it.
We had a lot of things, and we just recorded, and then we wanted to just leave it for a while. We recorded it in July last year. We just did a studio for 4 days and did a lot of stuff. And then then we left it. I went to Hamburg, and then I went to Saarbrücken to play on Sebastian Sudnitsky's festival. And then I got sick, really, really sick from COVID. And
oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Mm. So I was in hospitalized, and I was with oxygen and everything. So I got this. I got sick after we did the album. It's not like let's make a sad album or anything like this. It's we just try to make as good music as we can. I must be honest. I haven't listened to the album for quite a while. I listened when I got the test pressing on vinyl. Oh, yeah. We don't have any thoughts. There is a sad song called Funeral, which because my mother died and. In this process, and
actually, I chose this one to play it afterwards. Let's talk just a short while about your COVID. Did that change something in you when you got this disease? Also, that heavy. I mean, you just turned 60 last year. I must say.
Yeah. Well, yes, it did. There are late effects. I got tinnitus for some very high pitched note and some. White noise. My smell and taste is not completely restored. At least I don't think so. Sometimes short breath. Mm. And if I play a concert, it's almost like I don't know how to explain that. It's like if you run and then you get this kind of in the muscles in the legs, you get this kind of that you get really, really you can't move properly. So I can get this when I'm. So I went to check the lungs and I could see that there was something, but they couldn't. So yeah, there is this and a little bit insomnia, wake up really early every day. And so there are some strange things that have changed. So I just hope it's going to balance itself out after a while.
Hopefully it does, yeah. But because that must have changed you, because you've spent, I guess, life on the road the last 20 or maybe 30 years.
Well, yeah, kind of. I've been on the road now for, I've been traveling now for, how long? I mean, 2 weeks. I was in a place in Norway, then I went to Switzerland, then I went to Austria, then I went to Czechia, I went to Italy and to Berlin, and then doing interviews, and then to Italy and again, and then back to Berlin. And so it's been a lot of traveling, and I must say that is tiring. To travel now with the mask everywhere, and you have to fill out all these forms, and it's like it used to be when we traveled. It used to be like you just put everything on 20%, and you just very smoothly go through everything. It's not like that anymore. But then again, the premium is to play for people again, which is I think is something you really missed, you know,
and. How's the reception of the people when you play for them? Do you feel that there was a need for live concerts? Are people happy to be able to see live concerts again?
Oh, yeah. Very much. It's not like I can measure like the reception is like before COVID and after COVID. It's not like that. But it's you can definitely tell that people are really happy to be able to go to concerts again. And I had this experience. I went to see the first ballet performance by the National Ballet. I was lucky to be invited, and that was 20 people in a hall that can take 1,400-1,500. So we were only 20 people there, and the dancer gave it all, and the music was fantastic, and it's a piece by Jiří Kilian, wonderful legendary choreographer. It was so moving to just see how they just, it was 20 people there, and they just gave it all, you know. So I think both for audience and for also the performers, it's important to kind of get started. And the stupid thing is that the day after I saw this performance, I went on a plane and it was packed. So the 1 meter doesn't count on planes, obviously. So it's a little bit, unbalanced.
Yeah. So there is a change for you with the time before COVID, at least because you've had this disease yourself.
Yes.
Your sound, you say there's no big influence on the sound. You're just trying to do the best sound possible for you. You've been doing this and influencing, also committing and stamping this sound for quite a while and influencing many people with this, mixing jazz together with ambient sounds, breakbeats, hip-hop, house. Do you feel committed to this? Do you feel you have to do this sound all the time? Or would you say, no, I'm still doing this because I'd like to?
Oh, yeah, no, I still do it because I like to. And I feel also it's quite different from, if you listen to this last album, it's quite different from Khmer or Solid Ether and these things. It's most of the things here is on this album is played. I don't think we use samples at all.
Unlike in the former albums you did.
Yeah, then there was a lot of samples and all kind of things. And lately, it's more about open up for the musicians in the band. A guy like Joe Bagger-Muir, for instance, the bass player, has been very, very important. He's like a co-producer on this album. He also has done a lot of the, how shall I say, the fundaments of some of the tracks. And it's this song you just played, we're just checking the drum machines and this things that Alan Dahlen has and the pedal steel and checking both the electronic and the acoustic trumpet. So it's a much more a band feeling than it used to be for me, which I really like.
There also, let's go some deeper into the music. There's one sad song. You've mentioned it. It's for your mother who died, unfortunately. And the song is called Funeral. It's from Niels Petter Molvær's new album called Stitches.
Yeah.
Very dark beginning.
Yeah, it's a Moog.
Thank you.
very moving piece of Niels Petter Morvius' new album called Stitches. The piece is called Funeral. It's written for Niels Petter, your mother, because she unfortunately died. Was that a surprise for you? Something that came shocking over you?
Yeah, but it was so quick. I mean, I think it was a shock for everyone. But no, yes, it was. She got some cancer, but they thought they could fix it, and they were just waiting and waiting for some reason. I don't know why, to start to give her the treatment. When they finally got to do it, then they found much more, and then it was too late. And she went to the shop on a Saturday. I was with her a week. She was really bad, and just made food and talked and tried to comfort her. But then she went to shopping, and she went to buy stuff. And then on Saturday, and on Tuesday, she was dead. So it just went poof like that. So it was really quick. When your closest are dying, then you can feel time is passing by. You know?
Very shocking moment for everyone. Did it help you to write this song? Although the song fits very well into the album, it has all the elements that the album also has.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the beginning, it was made for piano. And then I just wrote it out for just the acoustic bass and the pedal steel and the trumpet. And afterwards, I thought, okay, I want to have some kind of... Things happen. It's not like everything is super planned. And we were up in the studio up in Tromsø, and there's a really, really old Moog. And I started to use the filter, so you go, you can create this kind of interference, this So just doing this kind of things. And then start to try to find titles, because that comes afterwards, since there is no lyrics. And so you have this, and then I just thought, okay, funeral.
In the end, this trumpet theme that you're playing sounds like music that is played on a funeral.
Yeah, it's a bit, that is maybe why it just dropped into my head. And I remember when John Christensen, you know, the drummer, when he died, we were in the church playing. I find it very hard to play in funerals. It's almost impossible. But we did play some with Mascualero that we used to play with. But when we carried out his coffin, a lot of musicians was standing at the entrance of the church and played. Not this song. It was an old African funeral song called King. When a king dies, they play this. So, and it has this kind of slow feeling. It's like a procession, and you carry the coffin with the person that you love, and she's gone. And so it's this slow kind of movement, you know. I guess that's why I call it funeral. Okay. But then there is other things I like, more hardcore stuff, like this Angels Ahead, which is more. That's also just like a lot of things happens more intuitively. It's not like it's really planned, okay. Totally, you know.
So the result is a very versatile album, Stitches, 11 pieces and one bonus track on it. So Niels Petter, what is ahead of you? What are you going to do now? Is it time to go on tour with the band, even though you will have to be a little bit keeping with your energy, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, now I just want to do the last two gigs, and I want to go home and sleep in my own bed and walk my dog and eat with my dear.
It's a Norwegian lifestyle.
Yeah, just to try to chill out a little bit. But we're going to also start rehearsing on Monday. And then we do some show in Norway with the new material. And then I go to Paris again to work with this Gautier tool. And then I play a show 15th of September in the Rockefeller in Oslo. It's a big club. And then I go to Bergen, Molde. Just now, as we speak, there comes in a message, because we were supposed to do Ronnie Scott
London.
In London. But then again, the rules, the COVID rules in UK is different than Europe. So we have to find a way to fix it. I don't know what. So it's like totally uncertain. So basically, I'm going to start working on a soundtrack for a Swiss movie, and I'm going to do music for a theater piece in Norway. And also there is a French animation movie that they wanted me to do. So there is plenty for me to do until next Christmas. But
Christmas next
and then, yeah. We are planning to do a bigger tour with a new album next year, actually, because now it's so uncertain and the COVID is rising everywhere in Europe. There's a fourth and there's a fifth wave and they're closing down. They can only have 30 people. And no, it's not easy.
And then you will have to be careful of your own health as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is imperative that you are, I have to be careful. And I'm, as you said, I'm getting 60 years old now. So that's how it is.
Still very happy to have new music from you that we can listen to and maybe see you live here or there in Europe. We're looking very forward to that. And I thank you very much for coming, for being here and for speaking so honest and personal with us. Niels-Petter Molvær.
Thank you so much. It was nice to be here with you. Thank you.
We will listen to the bonus track for the end of the show. It's called Excavation. It's from the album Stitches that is coming out on September 4th. Niels-Petter Molvær was here in the show from Berlin and he's on his way back to Norway and then around Europe, maybe to be seen on a stage somewhere there. Thank you very much. That's the Pop Talk. Das war der Pop Talk. Wie immer von und mit Nabil Atassi. Und ich verabschiede mich.